let you respond to what Claudine Gay has written in the New York Times. She says the campaign against me was more about more than one university and one leader. This was merely a single skirmish in a broader war to unravel public faith in pillars of American society. Is she right? How do you respond to her?
Well, I would respond that she failed to stand up for Jewish students on campus who have been facing anti-Semitic attacks, who have been facing physical assaults. We've seen that footage. We've heard that directly from students on campus. We've also heard faculty concerns about her tenure and her position and her lack of academic integrity. But it really goes back to protecting Jewish students. And frankly, when it comes to Harvard, the only time that Harvard has pled for academic freedom was or freedom of speech was when it comes to the genocide of the Jewish people. That is inherently unfit for a person to be president of a university. It is part of a broader issue at these schools, which is why our investigation is so important. We're going to look at DEI, which inherently has refused to bring up concerns from Jewish students of the rise of anti-Semitic attacks. We're going to look at foreign funding as well as taxpayer funding and the governance of these universities. You saw that these boards doubled down to support these university professors despite the morally bankrupt testimony.
That was New York Republican Elise Stefanik taking a well-deserved victory lap celebrating the resignation of the now disgraced former president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, as part of a massive backlash that even now is actually breaking up the political left. We're going to see exactly how the latest woke Harvard scandal is indeed shattering the Democrats like never before and promises a political realignment that may last for the next generation. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. The happiest of New Year's to all of you. 2024 promises to be an absolutely epic year, and I'll be your Patriot Professor here to help you think better so you can feel better all throughout the year. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, as many of you know, the Grinches at Google completely demonetized our channel, so make sure to show some love to our sponsor, and that's the one and only Game Day Ready Pain Relief. You know how much UFC fighters love President Trump and how much he loves them, but have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot, a very good friend of this channel, is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. Gang, we all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but you know they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, you've seen Clint on Fox News. You've seen him on this channel. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. And it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. The fallout continues from the resignation of the now disgraced Harvard president, Claudine Gay. After weeks of mounting accusations of plagiarism in the wake of her disastrous congressional testimony, along with outraged donors pulling billions of dollars in endowments from the university, Gay was left with no choice but to finally step down. But this blow up within the political left, Harvard being one of the most left-wing infested universities in the nation, this blow up between the pro-Palestinian, rapidly woke forces that supported Gay and the more pro-Israeli, anti-woke forces that opposed her appears to have just gone nuclear. Now, if you don't know, one of the most powerful forces to oust Gay was billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman is a major donor, not just to the Democratic Party, but to Harvard University as well. And he was instrumental in getting Gay to resign by pushing the plagiarism charges against her. Well, if you can believe it, a bunch of woke left-wing activists targeted his wife's dissertation. She got her doctorate from MIT. And so what happened was that Business Insider and some forces inside MIT got together and basically accused Ackman's wife of plagiarism in her PhD dissertation. I mean, you can't make this stuff. So according to this report published by Business Insider, Ackman's wife is being accused of plagiarizing more than two dozen instances from peer-reviewed academic papers and her PhD dissertation. Well, as it turns out, that was a rather dumb thing to do on MIT's part, because Ackman responded to that obvious retaliation against his efforts to oust the Harvard president, a retaliation involving his wife, no less. He's come out and said that he will now make it his mission to have every single faculty member of MIT have their dissertations and their academic papers scrutinized by a special AI that can detect plagiarism. And in fact, he's going even more nuclear. He's not just deploying tactical nuclear weapons. He's going full ballistic here. He's calling on AI plagiarism detectors to be used on all Ivy League faculty dissertations. Every single woke prof should have their dissertations examined for the slightest signs of plagiarism. And he predicted that were that to happen, which I believe it eventually will, it would be their worst nightmare realized. More woke profs will be exposed as plagiarists than any of us could ever imagine. In the meantime, Ackman has announced that he has officially left the Democrat Party. That's right. He's done with a party that has gone so ridiculously and absurdly woke and that engages in such petty tactics like this against his wife. Now, Ackman isn't alone in his open disgust for the woke left. Fetterman, freaking John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania senator who went to the hospital to get treated for a stroke and then came out conservative. Yeah, that John Fetterman. He's now coming out and he's calling Harvard pinko. Fetterman attended Harvard 25 years ago, and he said it's always been a little pinko, but now he doesn't even recognize it anymore. It's gone so woke. Now, those comments caused the ultra-woke leftist, Cenk Uygur, to absolutely lose it. He tweeted out, quote, "Now John Fetterman is telling everyone how he's not a progressive. He rejects us and is now calling Harvard pinko. What the F? This is why people lose hope, because of frauds like Fetterman. You work so hard to get a progressive elected, and then they turn into Republicans instantly." Gang, this is really happening right before our very eyes. What's happening in Harvard is itself yet another part of the wider fallout of the pro-Israeli faction, the pro-Palestinian faction war within the Democratic Party. And as you can see, it looks increasingly irresolvable and hostile. And this hostility looks like it's going to last way beyond simply the next election. Polls are consistently showing that younger Democrats, Democrats under 30, are the most prone to siding with the Palestinians over Israel. And if that's the case, then we're seeing a split on the political left that threatens to last for the next freaking generation. In other words, the woke progressive Palestinian wing comprises the youngest faction inside the Democrats. And their progressive allegiance to the Palestinians doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. And so this is a rift. This is a hostility that promises not only to get worse in terms of its animosity, but promises to last possibly for the next generation. Now, this is exactly what we on the MAGA side of things want. We want to see the political left split all the while the political right unites. And that's exactly what wokeness ironically does. Wokeness splits the left and it unites the right. And if what we're seeing happening with Harvard and the fallout from the Israeli-Hamas conflict, that split is exactly what will doom the Democrats in 2024. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.